glory to God. Amen. Where are those three young girls who were filled with the Holy Ghost Wednesday night? Leah Hefner, they're probably in children's choir downstairs. Ashlyn Miller, Daylin Milligan, glory to God. We're happy for them. Would you clap your hands for them? Amen. I'd like you to stand, if you will. Like to dismiss our children. Brother and Sister Dorflinger's class will be upstairs this morning. I feel very strongly about this message. I need encouragement this morning as we preach the Word of God, because we need to agree. The reason we say amen is what we're saying is, I agree. The whole book of Deuteronomy is a pastor who is warning his people to stay true to God, even though life is going to get better for them. They're going to enter into a promised land, and he gathered all of the people together and said, okay, now when you go into this land, there are going to be certain things that you're going to come up against. Now remember what God said. Remember what God taught us in the wilderness before we crossed the Jordan River. Because he knew the nature of mankind is to forget, to water down. And then, of course, you get a little further in the Old Testament, you come to the book of Judges. And the people fell away from God, and then they would cry out to God, and then God would raise up a man, a Gideon, a Samuel, a judge who would bring them back to God again and remind them, hey, this is what we need to do. And then God would bless and protect, and they would be prosperous. And then all of a sudden, the judge would leave the scene, and they go revert right back to where they were again. That's the nature of mankind. And so it's needful for us to gather together and be reminded, these are the important issues in life, because if somebody doesn't say it, our nature is to revert back to, well, these things aren't important anymore. So this is a message of protection, if you will. If you'll turn to Judges, the 17th chapter. I'd like to keep the screen down and show our scriptures this morning. Judges 17, verse number 6, says, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own sight. Because there wasn't an authority, there wasn't anybody to declare, this is God's word, this is what we need to do. Everyone did what was right in his own sight. We're at that place in the world today. There's no one who's declaring morality anymore. There's no one who's declaring righteousness anymore. And it seems like even all of the authority within our country is saying, well, whatever you feel like doing, we're going to tolerate it. But the church can't be that way. Lord, we ask your anointing and blessing upon the word of God this morning, Lord, that we'd have a better understanding of your message for us, your direction for us, and God, that one day you'd be well pleased when we stand before your throne. Bless as only you can. Open our hearts and our minds to your word. It's in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. We're living in a day when people will not allow an authority to govern their lives. We're living in a free society, a free country, where we can decide and do whatever we want. In fact, some things that are immoral are being applauded more than those who are righteous. There's no king of kings in their life. There's no one who dictates what is right or what is wrong. A society does whatever it is right in their own sight. No rules, no moral code, just whatever is acceptable in the age and the society that we live in. And there were some things just a few years ago that weren't accepted, but now they're accepted. Just because there is acceptance by people, It can't be the criteria for what we allow in our lives. Everybody's doing it, so it must be okay. Don't be judged based by the crowds, based only by what pleases God. Proverbs 14 and 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." So there's a way that it seems like it's right. It's okay. Everybody is applauding, but the end thereof is a way of death. And then Proverbs 16 and 25 says this, "There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is a way of death." Now, in all of the scripture in the entire Bible, there is only one place that two scriptures are identical to each other, and it's these two scriptures. And what God is saying, this is an important issue. It might seem right to you, but I'm telling you, there is destruction at the end of it. Hallelujah. People will be deceived when there's no authority in their life. When they are not governed by His word or God's authority, there is going to be a problem. There's going to be some destruction. We can have that even in the church of the living God. When you finally get to a place where you don't want any authority, nobody's going to speak words in my life, I'm going to do what's right in my own eyes. Hallelujah. Just because it is accepted in our society doesn't mean that God is going to accept it, and the end thereof is the way of death. Now, if I was really a smart guy, I wouldn't preach a message like this on a Sunday morning. I would be one of those guys who has great big amphitheaters that says, you're right, do whatever you want, as long as, you know, you haven't killed too many people and robbed too many banks. We're grading on a curve now. It used to be different, but it's not different anymore. We just kind of tolerate everything and everybody. God is not a respecter of persons. No, He's not. But He does respect the morality of people and the Word of God. There is a word used regularly today. It's used almost as a badge of liberal honor or generation. The word is tolerance. It sounds like a peaceable word with a warm, fuzzy feel to it. Tolerance is a good thing in a right situation. And sometimes we need to be tolerant. Those who cut you off in traffic, you know, some of you should have your horns disconnected in your car, you know, because your tolerance level is just too low. But there are some areas in which we must be careful about being tolerant. Hallelujah. We as Christians get the wrong idea that we should be tolerant of everything and everybody. And God's saying, no, if you got a backbone, why don't you stand up for what is right? Hallelujah. We can't be tolerant of anything that leads us to displeasing our King. Webster defines tolerance as a readiness to allow others to believe or act as they judge best. Whatever you want, you know. There's only one God, you know. Just do whatever you want. You see, if we take up that badge of every man did what was right in his own eyes, we are left without any clear direction on our way to destruction. Jeremiah 10 and 23 says, "I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not for man to direct his steps." When we get to the place where we put our life in the hands of God and say, "God, if it be thy will," I don't hear much of that anymore in a Pentecostal church. If the Lord wills. Sometimes we get to the place where we just decide, "I'm going to do it. And I hope you're all right with that, God." I've had people come to me and say, "Pastor, this is what I've decided. I just wanted to let you know." Well, then apparently he have no king in your life. You have no authority in your life. Would you turn to Psalm 17? Psalm 17 and verse number 5, it says, "Hold up my going in thy path, that my footsteps slip not. I want that prayer in my life. God, direct me. Watch out for me. Don't allow me to slip. Don't allow me to stray. And then Psalms 119 and verse 116. David says, uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. God, hold me up according to your word. Be there for me. Give me direction. Put parameters in my life. The word of God must be our guide. We must have a clear direction laid out by the word of God, because there are just too many opinions of what's right and what's not. Hallelujah. We're inundated by it all of the time. All of the media tells us what's right and what's wrong. I mean, it's flaunted. And if we don't agree with that, we're some kind of crazy people, you know? The Holy Ghost must be the voice we hear, not the voice of those who are trumpeting us all the time. If it feels good, well, just do it. I'm sorry, that's not scripture. Tolerance is often a Christ-like response to a situation. But to be tolerant when the integrity of the sacred is at stake is a big mistake. There's no room for tolerance on the doctrine of the mighty God in Christ. No room for tolerance when it comes to adhering to the word of God. No room for tolerance in order to, well, just suspend what God has etched in stone forever. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. I'm not going to have tolerance for somebody who decides to leave this doctrine and go a different direction. I'm sorry. I may still love them, but I'm not going to tolerate it, because this is a matter of life and death, folks. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. This scripture has been in our affirmation statement. All of our ministers have to sign an affirmation statement that we're going to continue to preach and teach holiness. And this is the scripture that's in that affirmation that we sign. In 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter and verse number 6, it says, "Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly or insubordinate or not under authority, and not after the traditions which he received of us." So it's a command by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that we withdraw ourselves for those who want to water down or be tolerant of other things other than death, burial, and resurrection. Separation for God's pleasure. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, we all believe in the same God. Everybody believes that there is one God. It's just a matter of how you say it. It's just semantics. No, it's not semantics. It's the word of God, and we cannot deviate from the word of God. If you turn to 2 John, the 1st chapter, Second John, verse 9 and 10. It says, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed." Now we as Christians get to the place where we just want to receive everybody, even those who have denounced everything that we have been taught. And God's saying, don't receive that. Don't do that. Don't make it comfortable for them. You see? That's tolerance. If you'll turn to 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 5. Perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. So disputing over doctrines that are already nailed down, already established, that are well known within the Bible, all of a sudden, is that really necessary anymore? And God's saying, back away, stay away from that, because it can corrupt us. Glory to God. This is a protection, God. Now, this isn't just happening now, but it was happening all those years ago when these scriptures were written. Isaiah 43 and 11 says, I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. So we only have one God, Old Testament and New Testament. I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am He. Ephesians 4 and 5 says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Acts 4 and 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You can't change these scriptures. You can't be tolerant to somebody else's view of things when it's not the view of God. Hallelujah. I don't want to be tolerant of other people's view and accept their beliefs eventually. Here's the problem I had when I came into the church, and perhaps you did too. I saw the scriptures. I was tenacious in making sure that everything that I was taught was in the book and explained. But then I looked at all of these other people who were out there